Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
TechTalk@newstalk.com, as always, is the email address if you want to get in touch, or you'll get me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. My Celsius is a wearable for women who are going through the menopause, experiencing one of the most common symptoms, which is hot flushes. Angus O'Donovan is the Irish innovator behind it all, and he is with me now. Angus, you're very welcome to the show. Before we talk about the My Celsius bracelet, can you just give us a bit of the background of your own story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from Tullamore, County Offaly. I went to the University of Limerick and studied mechanical engineering. And upon graduating from there, I got a job at Dyson in the UK. And I spent about 4 or 5 years there working on inventing novel technologies for heating and cooling people. I then went on to work in the Formula One industry, again, sticking with the theme of cooling systems. I was designing cooling systems for Formula One cars, as well as the aerospace industry. So trying to cool down stuff in things like electric planes, which takes me to... Yeah, just before I started My Celsius with my co-founder.
It's incredible. A lot of people would be listening to just that little bit that you've told us there now, going, that is some journey from university into Dyson. How did you find the experience working somewhere like Dyson, which has such an international reputation? They are known for their innovation, their design, the functionality of their products. That must have been a brilliant learning curve.
Absolutely. To be honest, it was my dream job at university. If you ask me where I wanted to work, Dyson was one of the biggest innovators I could think of. At the time when I was working there, you know, there's a room with 1,000 engineers, and as a graduate working there, you've got unlimited resources to design, invent, prototype stuff. Like, I think they're the second biggest 3D printer in Europe. They've got these massive 3D printers, so people are just constantly creating and inventing things, and there's so much excitement all around you. So yeah, it was absolutely amazing, and the talent there is incredible to learn from the experts they have there in everything and anything. It was, yeah, really the dream job.
And so taking the leap then from the amazing experience and the amazing career you've had to date into creating a device of your own, just talk to us a little bit about where the idea came from, because obviously you've mentioned that you were working a lot with cooling technology and all the rest. So where did the little nub of idea come for the My Celsius?
Yeah, so the idea came from my co-founder, Maxime, originally. He actually used to suffer from anxiety-related hot flushes. There are lots of different causes for hot flushes, be it stress, anxiety, or different cancer treatments. Or menopausal hot flushes, but Maxime was suffering from anxiety-related hot flushes, and he met me, who had just spent my whole career working in the niche industry of cooling and inventing miniaturized cooling systems, and we decided to put our heads together to try and solve the problem. Now, as soon as we started researching it, we figured out, hang on a minute, menopausal hot flushes is the big problem here. It's massively underserved. You know, I think only 17% of women take HRT in Ireland, so hormone replacement therapy, which means there's a lot of women there suffering from hot flushes that may not have enough solutions there. So I think obviously all women will go through the menopause. It's a natural transition, but 80% of those will suffer from hot flushes, unfortunately. So all of a sudden we started conducting interviews. I remember the first lady I interviewed, it really struck a chord with me. I knew nothing about the menopause beforehand. And she told me that she was suffering from hot flushes during the night, known as night sweats. And she used to wake up so many times during the night and have to stick her head out the window to cool down that she had actually developed insomnia. So immediately there, that first interview, I was like, hang on a minute, this is kind of heartbreaking. So we dedicated all of our time to researching it more. We started working with a community of women going through the menopause. A few hundred women have been part of our, constant feedback. They've help us shape the how the product should look and touch and feel. And yeah, since then we've kind of been. It took 3 years to develop. We built hundreds of prototypes and ran thousands of tests to make this product what it is today, I guess.
We've spoken about, obviously enough, different subsections of the tech sector over the last number of years. And one thing that's become really apparent to me is the lack of research into the femtech space and the lack of solutions for female focused solutions. And that's something that goes back for yonks, basically, based on how the medical system was designed and built and all the rest. But did you find it difficult to come by comprehensive, insightful, accurate research? And did it push you guys to conduct more of those sort of focus group type research panels yourselves?
Yeah, we really did. It was there's definitely not enough research done into menopause and hot flushes. I think it's growing nowadays, but we absolutely had to kind of get first-hand primary research ourselves. And the best way to do that is literally just sit down with people and ask them questions about their experience. I think too many products have been designed for users without actually engaging with the user enough. Like too many products have been designed, for males that are getting passed on as repurposed for females as well, whereas actually women's health is an entirely bespoke thing that needs custom solutions for.
And once you started to have that research, I'm fascinated by, going from the world of Dyson and F1 and all the rest to a wearable that can help with the hot flushes. What did your first prototype look like? And can you explain, and bearing in mind I'm not super technical, but just in as plain English as you can, how exactly it works?
Yeah, so your first question, I hope I don't get shot for saying this, but the first prototype looked like a prison tag, as one user said, and it did the bare minimum. It worked, it cooled your wrist, helped with the hot flushes. But the first few users were like, hang on a minute, there's no way I can wear this. A woman's wrist is prime real estate. You're competing with jewelry, smartwatches. It's got to look nice. It's got to look small. So most of the 3 years was all about miniaturizing it, making it look stylish and nice, and adding, customizable different color straps for fashion. So how does it work was your next question. It's a good question. So you'll probably know the underside of your wrist is one of the most temperature sensitive parts of your body. Lots of people will use their wrist to feel how warm a baby's milk bottle is, for example, because your wrist can really feel what temperature it is. It reports back to the brain very quickly and intimately about temperature. So there's a few different parts of the body that are temperature sensitive like this, but we targeted the wrist because it's accessible. People are used to wearing wearables there. So what we do is we cool down the wrist rapidly. We cool the wrist by 10 degrees in 10 seconds, and we go on to cool it by a further 10 degrees over a few minutes. And by cooling the wrist, it sends an immediate signal to the brain to remind you that you don't need to be doing a hot flush. So you don't need to be unnecessarily sweating. You don't need to be unnecessarily racing blood around your body. So it's kind of like a little trigger, a little reminder. Because it's important to understand what is a hot flush in the first place. A hot flush is basically like a false signal. So your body could be completely comfortable, normal temperature in the room, and all of a sudden it receives this miscommunication that it's a million degrees in here. So what do you do when it's a million degrees in here? Your body will start sweating to try and cool down, and it'll start pumping blood around the body to try and evacuate heat. So all we're doing is we're applying some pretty immediate cold to your wrist that reminds the brain, hang on, you don't need to start sweating. You don't need to be sweating or racing blood around your body.
So that is, again, it seems so simple, but how does it cool? Because if it's something that it's a wearable, obviously you can't have, a freezer bag hooked off on the back that you're dragging around behind you. So what exactly, how does it do the cooling, if that's not a ridiculously stupid question?
No, it's a very good question. So we have a thermoelectric device inside. It is a piece of patent-pending technology that we're very proud of. and it's essentially like a mini heat pump. One side of the cooling plate will get cold really quickly, and then it's all about how we manage the heat on the other side. So we basically have a really high speed miniature fan on the inside that pumps heat away from the body and enables it to work really efficiently.
And is that something, how many cycles of it can it run? And is it something that would need to be replaced after, you know, 18 months, 2 years, or what way does the lifespan work?
So on one charge, the product does about 20 cooling sessions. The average user gets about 3 to 5 hot flushes a day. So it would last the average user 5 to 6 days before having to recharge it. And then it's a 1 hour fast charge, so you're not without it for too long. It is designed for at least 5 years. So sustainability is one of the big priorities for our company. We have designed the product as well with minimal glues involved. It's all modular components that you can screw in, screw open cases to replace stuff. And we want to, you know, repair, and God forbid if something does break in a product eventually, it's something we'd repair rather than throwing it in the bin like a lot of fast consumer electronics companies do nowadays.
It's incredible. And for something like this, you said it's patent pending. It's such a huge market, and it's such a global market as well. What are your next stages of the business now that you have something, you have it so that it looks good, it's comfortable to wear, I'm sure, at night, you're getting good feedback. Where do you go from here?
So we're now that we've entered the women's health market, and we've made a really, really big splash here that we're really proud of. And now that we're getting sales are growing, customer feedback is really, really positive. There may be a V2 of this product that will have some, you know, different features, suit different people, different lifestyles. But further than that, once we've kind of made a big impact on the women's health market, we want to use our kind of patent-pending technology in different applications as well. So we can scale it up to provide thermal comfort for anyone and everyone. So imagine different personal heating and cooling solutions. We'd like to be the leader in that market for the kind of the growing demand these days of, you know, people overheating and not having solutions at hand.
Yeah, it's remarkable. In terms of, you said that you're in the market now, what's the price point for the device?
So it is available on mycelsius.com right now. We've just launched in Ireland last week. So if you go on this week, you can avail of €35 off, making the product €235. And there's it comes with the kind of blue strap you see on the website, but there's also a choice of 4 other different color straps you can buy as accessories.
I'm sure the feedback that you get from women, because having known quite a few women who've gone through this and experienced the hot flushes, and sometimes having it being dismissed or minimized or just being told to get on with it and get yourself an ice pack, it must be rewarding to hear from women who are getting the benefit of something that sits on their wrist. They can kind of forget about it for 5 days until they have to charge it, but it is having an immediate impact on them.
It is, yeah, honestly, it makes all of the hard work and blood, sweat and tears that we've put into this startup really worth it. Just having a product out there that you've designed that people are saying is changing their lives, and it's enabling the best sleep they've had in years. And it is, it's honestly heartwarming, and we're absolutely chuffed with the reception we've got in since our launch in Ireland last week, with all of the press and the sales and the questions from customers.
Yeah, it is. It's true innovation. It's brilliant innovation, and I'm thrilled to see it. Thank you so much for your time. Again, give us the website one more time if people want to go on and have a look and contemplate buying one.
So the website is mycelsius.com, mycelsius.com. And the most important thing is there is a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you have any concerns or skepticism, I would recommend buying the product. We will give you a full refund within 30 days if you change your mind or if it's not for you.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, Angus, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm wishing you genuinely the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Jess. Thanks for having me.